Peace and blessings, everyone. Oh, excuse me. Peace and blessings. It is Friday, y'all. It is Friday, and I'm not going to go back to re-record this. Sorry about that. No, it's Friday morning. Peace and blessings. Y'all hear the birds chirping? Yep. Got the coffee pour. Got the CNN on. Watched the local news already. First, I want to start out by saying, you know, today would have been Sade Robinson's birthday, her 20th birthday, I believe. So they're having an event at 3 p.m. in downtown Milwaukee at the Baird Center, at the new Baird Center. And then afterwards, they're going to have a private event for like family and friends. So if people can get down there to the 3 o'clock thing, I believe that's open to the public. They want people to wear, you know, a touch of pink or whatever. Put something pink on, I guess, or whatever. To show support for Sade Robinson. That was her favorite color. But today would have been her birthday. So, shout out to her family. Happy Mother's Day to Sade's mother. You know, do as best as you can. You know, sure, family and support and friends and stuff. Hold it down for you, you know what I mean? And help keep you strong. We appreciate it. And one love to everyone that's been showing support to Miss Sade Robinson's family. But with that, I just want to say today's episode is going to be through, you know, Thursday morning through Thursday, you know, the rest of the day, the evening, and then up until right now when I'm talking to you guys. And then we'll have more content out later on today. Michelle and I are off today. So we'll just be chilling. You know what I mean? And so please check for us later. We really appreciate everyone's listening. I'm going to say happy Mother's Day again. Mom, I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. We're celebrating ours tomorrow. And to all the other mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. Everyone stay safe. Have a great, great weekend. And enjoy the NBA playoffs. But enjoy this music here. I'm going to have some intro music. I'm going to play a little rap to get it going, get some morning Friday morning motivation. And then I'll get into the episode. And that will kick in with some jazz and stuff like that. So just bear with me. Peace. Okay, this is LOX and the Wu-Tang Clan. This is called Wu Block, you know what I'm saying? That's what they called. They were called, you know what I'm saying? They combined, they made an album together, Wu-Tang Clan, you know what I'm saying, LOX. And here's a song off the album. It's called Coming For Your Head.
I mean, yeah, nigga. It's feeding time. It's getting warm outside. These niggas like to put their earrings in and pull their chains out
that
and shit,
right?
Put the bibs on these niggas.
Play, nigga.
Nah, you don't roll enough. Louis duffel bag don't hold enough. Drinking the brown liquor for both of us. Rolls on the table. Jesus head with the cape.
Shit.
Gunshots is fatal. My boss is prenatal. Ooh. I kill little niggas. Up close, pill little niggas. We the hottest out still, little niggas.
No,
I'm better in my prime. Spitting harder, looking better than y'all little niggas. Now I've been here. Down. Your opinion didn't matter since Big heard me rhyme. Little nigga in puff recorded spot with a nine. Hand all sticky, my tires is all Mickey. She kissing on my neck, I'm too black for a Iggy. I'm still down with Kobe, got a feeling he can make it. If Miami and Oklahoma don't take it, your face found up like I won't come there and break it. Jake the Snake, it had your camp Crystal Lake.
Hey, yo, most of my goons is bow-legged. Ball-head niggas from Syracuse. Four-fifths gold-plated. Doing lines of coffee tables in the Waldorf. Nose red, woke up to the bathroom door.
Hey, yo, who did that?
My man said I went raw last night. Heard I slid up in the hall last night. Still saucy, I plead the fifth. Six G's, I sniffed. If I sneeze, the left side of my nose might rip.
Damn.
Dark skin, hunchback, killing machines. You eat seal meat. Dick stay up for a fucking week. Attending brutal rap battles in Zaire. I heard Tony Boombaye from the crowd, yeah. My man had ice, Lux Mook right there. Blood diamond sitting real chunky in my right ear. killers. Skin your ass with no contracts. Your little niggas got nowhere to hide but the projects.
I just woke up, I got money on my mind. Grab my nine from underneath the bed. Put my vest on, smoke some, cock my gun back. Make sure it's filled up with lead. I'm coming for your head. I'm coming for your head. I'm coming for your head.
Coming for your head.
Yeah, yeah. I'm coming for your head. I'm coming for your head. I'm coming for your head. Shit.
Ralph Ellison, invisible man, vanishing, come back like Arizona Ron. Speaking Spanish and you're panicking. Order stay still like a mannequin.
Stay still.
Dark side like Darth. Yeah, young Anakin. Skywalker, fly, talk a rhyme, even better
even
though.
Better.
Salute the niggas that died. Those with a federal.
Salute.
Charge your incarcerated Scarface yard flow.
Yeah.
Polo overall, short set, son of Mars though. Probably in the crib, getting high, watching Fargo. A lady cop is some hitman. I quarterback the coke like Big Ben.
I quarterback it
to a bunch of dirty niggas like Pig Pen.
Yep.
No Charlie Brown, no. Pumping the pound,
pumping
no.
The pound.
Coming for your head to run your ass out of town,
out
yo.
Of town.
This a chic looch. Ghost face killer and the other ghost. You can
straight.
Fuck around and get your mother poked, bitch.
Peace and blessings, everyone. I'm gonna say, I hope life's treating everyone well out there. I hope you're enjoying this jazz music in the background. I think it's fitting because it's raining, you know, in the morning, it's raining during the day, and it's raining during the afternoon and in the evening. Enjoy today's episode. Really appreciate everyone listening. And this episode will kick off from late last night as Michelle and I were heading to bed and decided to go to sleep to Unsolved Mysteries. Enjoy the episode. It carries all the way on through Thursday afternoon. So thank you for listening. Everyone enjoy your families this weekend. If you're celebrating Mother's Day, I probably said it about 3 times already. Who cares? If you don't want to listen, find something else to listen to. All right, I'll holler at everyone soon. Peace. And until the next one, we really appreciate it. Stay safe, y'all, and holler at you soon. Thank you. I'm gonna roll the music out for a couple minutes. If you're not interested, fast forward.
Friday night?
Yeah.
That was good as hell with John Wall.
We have no way knowing that.
Cops.
One thing and one another, we start putting it together, and right away we find out, boom.
Yeah, but I got all my slips down like through tonight.
But I was turning detail night at Pat.
Well then, so it's worth it then.
Yes.
Country road.
Country road.
I've never been to the area, and it was certainly
I saw Memphis as a shit.
To be there by herself. Nothing about his wife's
I like the new ones.
Pat contacted
the new ones they have out.
The district attorney's office.
I like these old ones.
The first impression that I had in this case.
First impression that I had is Ray Anderson, the investigator. Everybody during that time period looked like a fucking serial killer.
They do, and right? They got them glasses on.
Yes.
The serial killer glasses.
Yes.
Then it leads you to believe
that there is
possible. Was that a cat? Was that a cat
it
running?
Like
through?
A dog.
Hmm.
Good morning, baby.
Good morning.
Happy Throwback Thursday. One more day. Oh. Yeah, it is Thursday, right?
It is.
I was about to rewind it. I was about to say it's Wednesday. It is not Wednesday. It's Thursday. It is Thursday morning. Yep. Got the clothes in. Michelle's sitting here stretching, getting her shaking the cobwebs. Now, I've only been up for like maybe 45 minutes. Went through the clothes in real quick. Let Charlie out, made coffee. Yeah. It's supposed to only be like in the 50s today. How'd you sleep, baby?
I kept waking up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, not great.
To pee, or you just kept waking up?
Just kept waking up.
Oh, okay. You stressed, maybe some at work. People were stressing you out yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe you're still thinking about that stuff. Because they were fucking getting on your nerves a little bit. Not on your nerves. Not on your nerves, but kind of felt like the work parent last night.
On my work.
Can you help? Can you help? Can you help?
Yeah. I forgot to do something, so that was kind of stressful.
Well, you're
out.
A human being, right?
Yeah. And had I known earlier that I forgot to do it, I would have done it earlier last night.
Right. So then you started like kind of, your mind was racing. I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you were like, because when we were about to go to bed, you were like, I got to finish doing this shit real quick. And then that's when I threw on the Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
How's the coffee?
Very good. Oh, that's the geese. I thought, I was like, wow, I didn't know Marley could make that noise.
Yeah, Marley's got like 50 different cat voices she makes. So yeah, we're just up. Take these clothes out in about 30 minutes. We're sipping our coffee. You know, just waking up. Like everyone else is doing.
Oh.
So yeah, I think all I need to get then is maybe another pack of cigarettes. I think I grabbed all the little odds and ends we needed yesterday. So unless you think of something, we should be good. I think so. So yeah, we're just watching the news, y'all. Have a great day, stay safe. Yeah, if you're in Wisconsin, it's only supposed to be in the 50s. That's crazy, because it was like 70-something yesterday, and then you go like to 50 the next day. Our weather would be weird as hell up here sometimes. Yeah, morning showers. We're watching Channel 12 News this morning. Oh, and there's breaking news. Missing mom and baby. Let's see, I might as well just... Yeah, there's a missing mother and child. So, since we're sitting here recording, if they get to that headline, I'll read it real quick.
Her name is Aurora Sandoval.
Can you say it again, baby?
Aurora Sandoval.
Aurora Sandoval is missing out here. Yep. She looks like she's Latina, maybe?
I think
just
so.
From the picture I saw, but... And it looked like she had a little... kid with her?
Yeah, little baby.
Okay. Yep, so her and the baby are missing. So if anyone knows anything or hears anything, you know what I'm saying? Hit that number up or whatever. Yeah, I always hate hearing about that stuff. Just, I know we talk about it a lot, but like, I would just hate for you to be like, hey babe, I'm about to let Charlie out. You never come back up.
Right.
Or you go, you're like, hey, I'm going over to Maya's, or I'm going to my mom, or whatever. I'm going to run errands. And then I'm like, okay. And then you just never return and shit. Like, just never come back.
Right.
Like,
that
what?
That scares me.
That would be scary. Wouldn't you wake up and, like, you're not in the bed, or you wake up and I'm not in the bed? And you're just like, what? Like, that shit is, that happens to people. People experience that. Like, that's crazy. Because, like the crime shows, like, and all that stuff, like, they monetize off of them and kind of dramatize them, making them TV shows. Mm-hmm. But that's like somebody's true pain. Like, yeah. It may be a story to us, but like somebody's literally going through that shit.
Yep.
In a way, it is kind of crazy how they monetize off of that. You know, turn a super tragic ass story. Because, like, if we're just reading about that online or seeing about a brutal story like that on the news, we're all like, damn, that's fucked up. But once they turn it into a movie, you know what I'm saying? Oh, here it is. I'm going to turn it up real quick.
Specialist near 44th and Townsend. That's right near Sherman and Fond du Lac in Milwaukee's Roosevelt Grove neighborhood. According to police, Aurora is 5'4", weighs about 170 pounds. She has black hair with blue streaks and bangs. She was wearing a black hooded jacket and a black shirt and black shoes. If you have any information about where they can be, call police.
And calf muscles and stuff. The Nasus tore his Achilles.
Oh,
ain't that crazy?
What?
I'm not even sure.
Cheerleaders?
I mean, okay. Putting their turn signal on at the very last fucking second. Like, come on, man. We're not mind readers. People got a signal when they're driving, because, like, people aren't mind readers. Like, I don't know that you're turning left or right or going straight if you don't signal, you know what I mean? I can't read your mind and shit. People that don't signal, they act like everyone just knows what they're about to do. No, signal. Yeah, the Nasus tore his Achilles. He was probably playing ball or something somewhere, maybe. So now they got a real good reason to finally get rid of him.
Yeah.
Because it's time to quit playing. Like, they got to quit coddling Giannis. You know what I mean? Because clearly Thanasis cannot ball. Like,
right.
I mean, would he, if he went to the YMCA and played against, you know, people, like, would he be the best player or one of the best players? Probably so. Like,
right.
Anyone should know that. Like, you could take the shittiest NBA player and they could come anywhere here in the Milwaukee City and play ball and dominate. Like, come on, man. I know basketball. That's basic knowledge. But I'm saying, he's not playing against people at the YMCA. He's in the NBA, and he's not good. As far as NBA standards, he's trash. And it's time to, like, quit coddling Giannis and just, Giannis has got to get over himself. If your brother gets traded or whatever, like, you just got to deal with it, dude. Like, he can't no longer be part of the team, man. Because he's literally taking up a seat for somebody that could be better than him or get more playing time or whatever.
Right.
You know? But yeah, we inched even closer on our picks yesterday. We were down like 90 some points away from first place. And now we're only 60.
Oh, that's good.
So we shaved 30 points off the leader. So we're ready to pounce now. Yep. Yeah, it's raining out here, y'all. We're heading into work. Don't mind Michelle, she's a little quiet. Her stomach is bothering her right now, so. But the good thing, though, is you get a whole, like, hour before you got to see anyone at work.
Yeah.
So if it's a bathroom issue, you'll have time at least.
Stretch my yoga mat out.
Oh yeah, you do got the yoga mat. Try to push it down.
It just hurts to be in this position.
Right. You should have told him. You should have had me drive, baby.
Then my anxiety.
Then your anxiety goes up. Michelle has horrible passenger anxiety. And I'm a good ass driver, and I have nothing to do with none of that. She just, for whatever reason, when she's the passenger in a car, she kind of, I don't know. That's with anybody. So she normally drives, you know what I mean? Because I don't want her to make me feel uncomfortable driving.
Yeah.
All right, baby.
Yeah, I'll help you get out of here.
All right, y'all. Have a great day and enjoy the podcast today. Peace and blessings, everyone. We made it to Friday. We have made it to Friday, Charlie. We made it. Hold on, I gotta get changed to wash. It's wash clothes day. Michelle and I are home today. Her daughter's going out of town, so she got to take her to the airport and stuff, so she just decided to stay home to work, because she can. What the fuck, man? $5 bill? What's wrong with this? Okay. Let's see. For some reason, I'm not taking that. Hold on, Charlie. Dude, it's like, that's what makes you think that, like, it's like, why won't the machine take this $5 bill? Is it not real? Yeah, why ain't it taking it? It took the two singles, but not the five. I don't know where the damn $5 bill came from. I got it from somebody's change machine. Somebody giving me back change from buying something. So that means, okay, because look, I'm down here at the change machine, the wash, you know what I'm saying? Put the little singles in there or whatever, you get your change out. So I threw a five in there, a $5 bill in there to get change, you know, to get quarters so I could wash. It didn't take it. I tried sliding it through there three times. Did not take it. But then the two singles I had, I put in there and it gave me quarters. It accepted those. So what does that mean? That $5 bill is fucking bogus? Is it counterfeit? Because it can be, because it's not like it's ripped or torn or nothing like that. You know what I mean? It slid in there perfectly. That's not the issue. Like with the bill being like anything wrong, you know, fucked up. Maybe it's counterfeit. I don't know. Because it took the two singles. That's weird. I mean, I'm sure there are counterfeit bills out here circulating around. Because I notice that every once in a while, like when I put, like I tried to put what was it? It was a single. This had to have been a couple months ago already. I tried to put a single in there and it didn't take it. I'm like, damn. So yeah, who knows? Who knows? I'm sure there are a ton of counterfeit bills floating around out here. You know what I mean? You don't know. Because whoever the cashier is at the place, they accept it unless they're like really, really looking for it. You know what I'm saying? And then they just end up in circulation and you end up getting change back. You know, shopping somewhere, you end up getting a fake $5 bill back or something. Don't even fucking know it. and then go try to use it in a situation like that, in a change machine or something, and then it don't accept it. That's crazy. I'm gonna look into that, the amount of like counterfeit, because this was a five. Like, why are people counterfeiting fives? I'm not even saying that's what it is. Maybe the machine, just, I don't know, maybe something's wrong with the machine. But it took the two singles. That's what I was saying was weird. It took the two singles, but not the five. And there's nothing wrong with the $5 bill. Because it slid in there and everything perfectly, so it's not that. That's weird. All right, well, I'm going to have to get more change now. Because that five was, you know, the big chunk for the quarters to wash with.
We'll figure it out.
We will figure it out.
Right, Charlo?
Yeah, y'all hear the birds chirping. We made it to Friday, though. Happy Mother's Day weekend. I'll be celebrating for my mom. We're just going to get like a late breakfast tomorrow. We're gonna go do that. And then just relax for the rest of the weekend. Nothing too serious. Come on, bro. Yeah, they ain't taking this $5 bill. That's weird. I'm gonna try now. Let's see, I'm gonna try to put it in the other machine to see. Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. Yeah, but I was briefly, I was talking about that yesterday. You'll hear it on the episode that I'm going to release. Or that we released this morning. Oh, we got to go down to the lobby, bro. I mean, to the basement. Okay, one more trip. We got to go down to the basement. I gotta check for these cigarettes in the car. I think I left a pack of cigarettes in the car yesterday. So,
we're gonna do that.
We're down in the biggity basement now, the garage. Oh no, what I was gonna talk about though was, I talked about it on today's episode that you guys are here. Yeah, man, I was coming in the building, you know what I'm saying? I got home from work, and then, so I went upstairs, got Charlie, took him down, you know, let him outside. And then when I was coming back in, you know, to get on the elevator, you know, I saw, you know, a person that lives in the building, you know, the neighbor, I don't know who they are, you know, a complete stranger. But I took the time out to say good afternoon to the person and act like they didn't even fucking hear me. And they did. They did. They were literally a foot away from me. We crossed paths on the way to the elevator. They looked down at my dog and everything. I said good afternoon. Literally just like that. They didn't say anything, didn't open their fucking mouth. It was like I was invisible or something. Then I'm thinking to myself, are they deaf? Or are you just like, because I understand if like people in a bad mood, you don't want to speak. I get all that, life happens. But if someone takes the time to say something to acknowledge your existence, you need to say something back. It's one thing to not strike up, if two people are walking down a hallway or something, it's just you and them, and like both of you decide not to say nothing, oh well, it is what it is. But if either one of you decide to open your fucking mouth and greet the other person, and the other person don't say shit back and acts like you're not literally not even there, that's complete bullshit. People need to be better with that. You know what I'm saying? Because if someone can take time out, because like I didn't have to say nothing to them. They're a stranger to me, just like I am to you. But if I can take the time out just to say good afternoon, say something back, or at least a head nod or hey or something. But just, and then I told the person too, I said, oh, you ain't ever got to worry about me saying anything else to you. I told her that. That shit bothered me. Yeah, that kind of stuff bothers me. Because my mind starts going all over the place. You know what I mean? Like, damn, you think you're you're better than me? You think you're too good? Like, you're a stranger to me too, but I took the time to open up my mouth to say something to you and you act like you're, yeah. I don't like that at all. People be better with that if somebody acknowledges your existence. I don't care if they're a stranger or not. If someone says good morning to you, hi, hey, how you doing, any of that kind of shit, say it back. Say it back, man. It's so disrespectful not to. Now I don't want to hear the, oh, I'm a morning person. I'm a morning person. Nobody cares about none of that shit. Nobody want to hear you're a morning person. Your boss don't want to hear you're a morning person. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like we got to be better at that. Just in general, as people, man. Like, we kind of walk around in the world like as like kind of this me and my family type against everyone feel. It kind of feels like that's the mold of most people nowadays. Stay away from each other, not speak, don't even say hi. Yeah, that's wild. Success. Charlie got a couple of peas out.
Yeah. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Charlie's all looking in my hands like, okay, you brought me in from the bathroom. I mean, from outside. Now, where's the fucking food? He's all looking in my hands and shit like a cop. All right, I'm going to feed him and then get this episode together. Get a little cafe going.